Hey, good morning, friends, and welcome to Elmhurst CRC's Daily Dose of the Word of God. This is Greg DeMay, lead pastor at the church, and Sunday is coming. It's Friday, March 8th. It's the season of Lent, and we are walking with Jesus. This week, we've been focusing on Jesus' practice of confession. Wait, hold on. What? Jesus didn't need to confess, did he? He never sinned. That is so true. If the definition of confession is admitting to sin or wrongdoing. But a better or deeper definition of confession is this, simply telling the truth, or to put a more Christian spin on it, telling the truth in the presence of God and or others. In the spiritual realm, it works like this. Practicing silence and solitude results in the ability to more honestly reflect on reality, which results in the ability to confess or tell the truth. In the language of the New Testament, there is a word that captures this. It is the Greek word martus, which means witness, or like our English word martyr, a willingness to tell the truth even when it hurts, even when you have to sacrifice to tell the truth. Jesus not only told the truth, he bore witness to the truth. And more than that, Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the martus, the witness, the martyr to the truth. You can see some of these dynamics play out in Luke 19, verses 1 through 9. Jesus confesses his desire and tells a crowd of people what he wants. Zacchaeus, I want to go to your house today. Reality according to Jesus. The crowd also tells the truth, a little less reflective. They basically say, that guy stinks. Jesus, you're going to go to the house of a sinner? That's real. Now, we don't have an explicit confession of sin and repentance from Zacchaeus in Luke 19, but we do get this statement. Right now, says Zacchaeus, I will give one half of my possessions to the poor. Zacchaeus makes it clear that his priorities have radically changed in the presence of Jesus, and his priority has gone from wealth building to kingdom building. Giving away half your stuff on any one day is more than enough to feel sacrificial to anybody, no matter how much money you have. And then Zacchaeus confesses this. If I have cheated anybody, and the way he puts it in that sentence, it implies that he has cheated people, then he says, I will pay it back four times over. Zacchaeus is not going to have much left by the time he's done with this exercise, but he does have Jesus. And that's what confession, or telling the truth, does. When we confess, we may not have lies to hide behind any longer, but we will have Jesus. When we confess, we might not have as much power or reputation to shelter ourselves behind, but we will have Jesus. We might not have as much money, but even better, we will have Jesus. Will you pray with me? Lord, this morning as I rise, give me Jesus. And in the middle of life's day, give me Jesus. And when I come to die, give me Jesus. Amen.